Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Monday morning, a jam-packed weekend of sports. The Islanders up 3-0 on the Penguins. A Mets split with the Braves and another bad series for the Yankees. But yesterday at Augusta, you had what could be the greatest comeback story in sports, one of the biggest golf stories we've ever seen. A compelling couple of hours that got moved up early into the morning, early afternoon, as Tiger Woods wins the Masters. Everybody that was a sports fan, not a sports fan, glued to the television to see this. Anytime that he was in a tournament, everybody hoped that he would win. He got a win, but now he's got the win, another green jacket. Yesterday was about as cool as it gets in sports. Boomer, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Gio, and you're right, man. I mean, it was just awesome. I can't wait to see the ratings, even though they, you know, teed it off earlier to get away from the hurricanes and all that kind of tornadoes and stuff down there and the weather. But it's remarkable, really, to think about where he's been, what he's been through, and the questions about whether or not he would ever win another major. Would he be stuck at 14? Because, you know, the record for majors is held by Jack Nicklaus. He has 18. And Jack Nicklaus isn't really like what I would consider the example of prime athletic health when he was playing. You right. know, he played during the smoking era and the drinking era, and they just went out and they played golf. Now it's become a 365-day, year sport, and it's they are all taking care of themselves for the most part. And they're all the guys that he beat yesterday have been spawned because of his success some 15 years ago, when you think about it. And he's beating guys twice his age. And it makes me think, you know, will Phil Mickelson ever win another major? I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't see it, because I don't necessarily know that he puts the time and effort into it that Tiger Woods legendarily has. And that's exactly what we saw yesterday. And then, they got to a little place on the golf course, and Al knows this very well because I just showed him a shot of me playing hole number 12, Amen Corner. They call this Amen Corner, where 11 meets 12, 12 meets 13, and those four or five shots right in there that sometimes and have over the years decided this particular tournament. And this particular tournament was decided right then and there. And then Tiger had his signature Tiger moment in the final round on 16, put the ball 2 feet from the pin on that par three.
Almost was a hole-in-one. You had a couple hole-in-ones yesterday, almost had another one there. And this sequence before the show was just classic, because Al is not a big golf fan. He's saying, how do these professional golfers hit it in the water? I don't understand.
Pressure.
And then Boomer goes, well, I hit it in the water as well. And here's the video of me at Augusta.
And I didn't have 50,000 fans watching me. Yeah. And I certainly didn't have 20 million people watching me on TV being stalked by
Freaking
Tiger
Boomer.
Woods. Thank you, Al. And being stalked by Tiger Woods. And it's just amazing, that little sequence of holes. Yeah. If you can make it through those holes, especially on a Sunday with Tiger lurking in the background, it takes a lot. And I think that's one of the reasons why everybody's reacting the way they are. You and I were talking about this morning. This is going to make the PGA Championship at Bethpage May 16th through the 19th even that much more exciting around here. And I would think that it's probably sold out, I would imagine. I don't know. You have to check with PGA.com and go see whether or not they still have tickets available. But I would imagine after Tiger won yesterday, to be able to watch him up close and personal at Bethpage Black would be something that all golf fans around here would want to do. And even those fans that aren't hardcore golfers like myself or hardcore fans would want to go see Tiger and this really incredibly talented group of golfers that will be performing at Bethpage Black. I was saying to you also that I think that if what would have happened
had our buddy Brooks Koepka made his birdie putt on 18.
Well, Tiger would have played the hole differently. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he knew the cushion that he had, and that second shot he would have played differently, and I even think the third shot he would have played differently. I know off the tee you had made that observation about, you know, the way that he was playing it at that point when he knew, because Koepka was already in the clubhouse at that point. But I think that, yeah, it would have been tight for sure, and Tiger would have had to make a putt that was obviously a lot harder than what he ended up making to win the thing. And his putter, by the way, he could have run away with this thing if he was better with his putter yesterday, Tiger Woods, especially early on the front nine, because Molinari was as solid as you could get on the front nine, and Tiger was in the fairway. Molinari was not, but he was making all these crazy par saves. Tiger had a bunch of birdie putts that he could have made. He could have run away with this thing and did not. So it would have been very interesting, there's no doubt. But I think he would have played the hole differently. There's no way he would have played the hole the same way if Koepka had birdied 18. And by the way, that was a terrible putt by Koepka on 18. I thought he was going to sink that thing with the ice water that runs through his veins all the time, and he blew that thing.
You know, just doing a little bit of the, like, going back and, you know, kind of reviewing Tiger's history and all that other stuff, I found a little ditty that was, 2 years ago, he needed a nerve block injection just to make the champion's dinner at Augusta National.
Right. Yeah, he referenced that in the, you know, when he was in the butler's cabin.
And you think about that. He thought like there was no golf in his future.
Yeah, well, he said it himself.
He had four neck surgeries, kind of like Peyton Manning. You know, it's not really surprising that a guy that would take care of himself physically, and I'm not talking about the mental anguish and all the other crap that he went through, because he went through a whole lot of crap. Mm-hmm. And we all know that because we're all revisiting that now, too. But to see him yesterday do what he did, and then to see the golfers that he is competing against over the last 10, 11 years really find so much joy in him winning yesterday was pretty amazing. I thought the reaction from the fans was a little bit – I think we all expected that. And just the reaction from the golfers that he competes with every weekend, that was amazing to me when you follow all the social media stuff.
Yeah, and I know there's a lot of people out there that look at Tiger Woods and say, man, what a bad guy and all the stuff that went on and this and that and questionable behavior. But, you know, for most people who watch golf, Tiger Woods means spectacular things. It's a part of your life in sports consumption where he was the best of the best, and there was nothing more exciting than him winning a major.
I think he's almost been a pro for about 24 or 25 years. I mean, that's how long he's been around.
Right.
And all these players that are on the tour now, all the young players, were all spawned because of the brilliance of Tiger Woods at the Masters. The first time he won his green jacket, I think it was the first one where he ran away with it.
Yeah, I mean, this is...
And they lengthened the course and made the course tougher because of him.
Sure. And this is like, I know it's an individual sport, so it's a little bit different, but you know, this would be like Michael Jordan, who comes back with the Wizards and takes them to a championship. This would be, you know, the Peyton Manning example with the Broncos was a good one, but that defense was one of the best in football, so that's a little bit different. He only had to do a little bit. In an individual sport like this, for him to come all the way back, and how much the sport has grown in these years when he's been away, and how there's so many good golfers. And there was that stretch there towards the end on the back nine where, you know, this kid came out of nowhere, whatever his name
was. Xander Schauffele.
Well, no, Schauffele was there, but there was another kid who was leading it at 12 under that I'd never heard of in my life. At Patrick something or other just popped a Cantlay, right?
Which is an unfortunate name when in high school.
Yes. Jeez. All right, easy.
But yeah, so Patrick Cantlay, he pops up there out of nowhere. I'm thinking there's no way he's going to get this done because all these young guys are there. Something's going to happen, and he did. So, I mean, this achievement, everybody's going to be talking about it today, but I don't think there's any hyperbole here. This is just incredible what he was able to do.
It was, and I think it was fascinating for all of us to watch it and everything else, but the real question is can he win another one now? And can he catch Nicklaus? It is, because now can he catch Jack Nicklaus? That's the ultimate holy grail in golf, is to eclipse 18 majors. Yeah. If you can get to 19 or 20 majors, which
I think that's
when
gone,
you think about, you know, where we were 2 or 3 years ago, the thought that he would even don a green jacket, let alone win a golf tournament, it was so foreign to everybody that has covered golf, you know, and when you think also about the impact that he has had both on the course and off the course with golf balls, and he's a golf course designer now, the clothes that he wears, you know, everything that goes into what Tiger Woods has become as an athlete for 25 years. This has been going on,
And the fact is, I think golf is a better game, and there's more interest in it when he obviously is at the top of the leaderboard, which is what we have saw this whole weekend. Now, I got to believe that Bethpage is going to be a hell of a lot harder than Augusta is. I got to believe with all the rain that we've had, the rain that we're getting, that the fescue over there has got to be thick. It's got to be – I don't know if it'll be all that high. That usually doesn't get high until July and August. But I got to believe the undercurrent or the underbelly of that stuff has got to be really thick. I don't know how long they'll play Bethpage. If you remember when they had the U.S. Open back here a few years ago, a lot of guys were complaining because the carries were too hard and too long for them off the tees. I don't know if they'll play it quite like that. But I can't imagine that, 14 or 15 under is going to win the PGA Championship at Bethpage. I would be shocked if that were the case.
Well, especially we're talking about May now, too, where you still could get a couple cold days, some windy days, some rain that comes through. I mean, there's no doubt about it that May is a lot different than later in the summer when it comes to weather and what these guys are used to. But I don't know. I mean, I know that you're trying to look it ahead already with Tiger and can he get another one? I mean, I think the fact that he did this is just
amazing.
Special. And even if he doesn't win another one, the fact that he was able to climb back and then put on another green jacket yesterday is just...
I couldn't tell. You asked me about 18. I couldn't tell whether or not he waited to tee off until Koepka missed his putt. I don't know what happened first. I would think that he would be told to hit before Koepka. I don't know that. I couldn't tell.
But the second shot, was the one to me where it seemed like he was playing it so unbelievably safe. I'm like, wow, it was just a bizarre approach. So I think that absolutely happened after Koepka didn't birdie 18.
Yeah, once he got up to his ball and he knew that he had a two-shot play there.
That was really the question.
That he could win with a bogey, then he could play it a little bit differently. There's no question about that. But that would have been amazing. That would have been amazing had he bogeyed 18 and Koepka birdied 18 and they would have went into a playoff.
I don't know, man. I think this to me was good enough. I mean, Brooks Koepka would have become enemy number one. Like, Molinari yesterday was enemy number one for a while as he was playing very, very steadily before he fell apart. And the guy hits a ball in the water. He's all over the place. And he just completely, a man who looked like he was so steady, just completely fell apart.
It's amazing. The Brandon Chamblee, one of the, Golf Channel announcers, just roasted Koepka for losing all that weight.
I
supposedly
know.
Being in the ESPN body issue.
It drove me nuts.
And here all of a sudden, Koepka's right there at the end. It was amazing. It was truly amazing. Let's go to Dave in Freehold, who was at the Masters, according to him. Dave, what's happening?
Gio, I'm getting online.
Dave.
Yes.
What do you got?
Good morning.
You're on. Were you at 18 or no?
I was on 18 yesterday. Unbelievable experience. The greatest experience of my life. I got to tell you, the rundown, sitting on 18, 10 rows back, and the roar from the crowd on the par three, the guy next to me has been there forever, said, Tiger must almost made a hole in one just based on the roar of the crowd. I'm like, you're kidding me. How can you tell that? And it was just amazing where you can just get the crescendo as everything was going on from the course. We started on Amen Corner, stood there when Tiger came around and was up in the stands, and just the place was going nuts. They don't release the attendance figures, but it had to be 100,000 people there. And just getting around 18 and watching that was just an unbelievable experience. I mean, I've been following sports. I'm 55 years old, and to have that experience was greater than any sport event I've ever been to.
Oh, I can't even imagine. It's something you're going to remember for the rest of your life. And it probably won't be topped, Dave. I mean, I'm telling you, it's probably not going to be topped. Seeing Tiger Woods come back at 43 years old after all those surgeries and everything else to win the Masters, and you're there to see it, that's something that I'd be shocked if it was topped.
Yeah, and I've been trying to get tickets for 20 years through the lottery and just happened to get Sunday tickets this year.
So that's unbelievable.
I took my childhood best friend, and we had a tremendous experience. It's just off the charts.
Hey, let me ask you this. You going to try to get to the PGA Championship over at Bethpage?
It's probably a long shot just because it's so hard to get out there.
Yeah, it might be harder to get there than down to Augusta.
About words to take it out of my mouth. I was about to say the same thing. Yeah. New Jersey to Long Island, no thanks. I'll just fly to Georgia instead.
I'd rather get on a plane and fly to Atlanta and drive over to Augusta and try to get to Long Island. It's like going to Europe.
Yeah, you're right. We feel the same way about coming to you over there in Jersey. Thanks, Dave, for the call, and thanks for sharing that experience with us. It was amazing. There's no question about it, and I can't wait to get the ratings this morning. I wonder if they were hurt in any way. I would imagine a little bit, right, because of the West Coast audience?
I maybe, yes, because you're thinking about Tiger teed off at 9:20 Eastern time, so you're talking 6:20 out there. I loved it. I couldn't to have the Masters start and Tigers round start at 9:20, and then the Islanders and Penguins start a little bit after noon. I mean, that is a dream for guys like us. You know, just an 100%. Absolute dream.
Now I know you. I know that you feel a little bit differently, a little differently about this than I do. But I have to say, with the Masters this weekend, with the NHL and the NBA playoffs starting, with baseball, you know, in the beginning throes of their season. I know it doesn't include football, and I know it doesn't include the Super Bowl, but at the end of the day, this is like you just can't turn the TV off. There's always something going on, and with the way that the NBA playoffs and the NHL playoffs have started and the way these teams are trying to kill each other in both of these sports, I mean, this is what you pay for, and this is what you want to see, and we'll get back here. We'll take some calls on the Masters. We'll take some calls on the Islanders. The Nets are back in action tonight down in Philadelphia. They got a one-game lead. They won that first game. Embiid's looking at a cell phone on the sideline. This is getting really kind of, you know, edgy. And I think now you look at it, the Nets, you're like, damn, we can win this thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.